Abby Dunst. Welcome back to another episode of Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we are absolutely sure we don't know everything. And I am so excited to introduce you guys to our guest this week. Not only do I like her because she is a fellow Floridian, whether we both like to admit it or not, but because she is a holistic PMS and menstrual health educator. And she also created this amazing thing called the Flow Academy, which we will talk all about. Ladies and gentlemen, Berrion Berry, which the most amazing name of all time.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
I love saying your name, and like your nickname, I'm sure, is Berry, right?
Berry, 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 Berry Squared. I mean, we've heard it all by now.
I love it. I had a foster dog named Berry who was named after my friend Berry because he's one of my favorite people. Okay, I'm already off topic. Let's get back to you. Thank you for joining. I'm so thrilled you're here. I talk a lot about my vagina on this podcast. I talk a lot about... You're like, that's why I'm here. I talk a lot about other people's vaginas. I get questions about vaginas all the time in my DMs. And so I'm thrilled to have your perspective because you work as a holistic educator. Can you tell me, A, how does someone like get into this work? And B, what makes you different being a holistic educator versus a, a non-holistic educator?
Well, for starters, I didn't grow up thinking I would be the person talking about periods. Let's start there, right? Like, I never imagined in a million years I would be here talking about periods and really normalizing the conversation around menstruation. That's what I do. And I guess for me, how I got into this was I was interviewing someone for my podcast. And on my podcast, she goes, yeah, periods are normal. Pain is not. Never in like 10 years of having a period had I heard someone say that. So I was like, okay, well, I just found my niche because I had always had painful periods, like from the bloating to the cramping to the fatigue to the hormonal birth control and all of that saga. So I started figuring out what was happening with my own hormones and my own period. And what I noticed was this like major gap in the wellness space. And you know, as a certified functional nutritionist, personal trainer, hormone specialist, I was like, let's fill this gap. You know, like there wasn't a lot of women of color talking about it, but also most of the women speaking were like mid to late 30s, early 40s. And I'm like, guys, can't relate.
Like, like we start our periods when we're like 12 now.
So I just couldn't relate. I was about 24 when I started. I'm 26 now. So I started doing it for about 2 years now. And it's been really cool to teach other women about what's going on. And I always say we bridge the gap between like you and your OBGYN because we speak human, we speak science, but we know how to make it relatable. And in addition to that, what kind of like separates us is the fact that like, I think as an educator, I'm not trying to say I'm the expert. I'm really just trying to teach you. You have your professors, you have your TAs. I'm a TA. I'll leave the experts and the professors to do their thing.
That's really interesting because I don't think a lot, well, at least in LA, well, I'm sure in Florida too. I mean, I did grow up there. I don't think a lot of OBGYNs talk holistic treatments, you know, it's, you know, antibiotics, surgery, you know, drugs. And I grew up with the notion that you get on birth control when you start your period, like, period. No pun intended, but like, that's what you do. I never heard that there was this whole other, you know, holistic, Ayurvedic, natural community that deals with all sorts of pain and chronic illness and things like that. So I guess for me, what made you want to go down the route of the holistic approach versus like kind of trusting the Western science?
Oh gosh. Well, okay. Let's go back. So when I was younger, my dad was actually misdiagnosed and they told him he had a pinched nerve. It was cancer. And a few months later he passed away, unfortunately. So like, that was like the moment where I was like, I'm out to get Western medicine. Okay. Like I was just like, you bitches, like, no,
you did this.
Yeah. So it started when I was about 10 years old, but as I got older, I realized that I could have an impact with just utilizing natural things, specifically food. A lot of people don't understand how food is actually a tool. You can use it to work for you or against you. I'm all about it. Let's work with it, have our balance, right? So I went that route because I already had the credentials in the holistic space and I didn't have to go back to school. Like my college degrees, they're great. We're not using them, but like dropped I didn't want to go back to school.
Yeah.
I've got them, but it's just like, I wasn't making the impact I wanted to make with the corporate 9-to-5. Like it just wasn't for me. And when I think about the red tape of Western medicine and how a lot of times, like not to like throw shade, but just stating facts, we want to slap a pill down someone's throat, throw a Band-Aid over it and call it a day. No, let's get to the root cause, solve the problem. When is pain ever supposed to be normal? Like never. But when it comes to our periods, all of a sudden, like, oh, that's totally normal. No, it's common, simpleton. It's not normal. Like,
I love that. I don't know if you watched Fleabag on Amazon Prime, but there's this like beautiful monologue that this woman does, and it got like transcribed and went viral on Twitter and everything. That was like, women are born into pain. We get our periods and we get pain. We get pain from society. We get pain from childbirth. We have pain from sex. We have pain in menstruation, and then we die. Like it was.
Oh my god! I have to watch this.
Oh man, it's an incredible fucking series. Just okay. Side note, but when you were saying like pain is not normal with your period, I don't think we even teach that in like sexual wellness. I mean, the whole public school sexual health education system is fucked anyways. I wish we would start talking to people like you at that age, like instead of having your fucking English teacher teach you about your period, like have someone like you come in. I don't know. Maybe there's a fucking crazy idea. But I think this like first step is to acknowledging how many women or people with vaginas that have their period are in an abnormal amount of pain that we don't really know how to compare that pain, right? Because your period could be different from my period. My pain tolerance could be different from your pain tolerance. We have so many doctors that downplay women's pain, Black women's pain in particular. Like there's just no standard for us to be able to say, hey, I don't think this is normal, especially at such a young age when like, you know, other women in your life are going to be like, it's supposed to hurt.
Yeah. And you know, it starts with at home, we're taught like, oh, that's normal. That discomfort is totally normal because our moms are in like their 30s and 40s, stressed out, anxious. So they're used to having painful periods. Whereas when you're younger and you're first getting your period, it's not supposed to hurt. You're not supposed to feel this discomfort. Like, honestly, if you're in that much pain, we need to talk about stress management at an early age because your cortisol actually impacts what's happening in your panties, but people aren't talking about it because nobody actually takes the time to read and to learn. And then when they do learn, it's like some guy in a lab. No shade, guys.
Not on this podcast. Bye.
No shade though. But like, we love that. But at the same time, it's just like, can you communicate to me? Can you speak the same language as me? Most of them are so high and mighty that they miss the regular. Listen, it's just not a thing. So if we normalize that conversation earlier, meet people where they are and start like solving that problem sooner, we're going to be on like a new path. Don't worry, I'm here. I'm your friend.
Well, I'm glad you brought the thing up about like our moms, because that's how we learned, right? And they did not have the same medicine, treatments, vitamins, knowledge into diet, how it affects your puss. Like they did not have that information. And so for me, like you just made me for the first time ever think about like, if I ever were to have a child that has a vagina, how would I talk to them about like, hey, listen, like your body literally has like cramps, but they shouldn't be so bad that you're keeled over and puking, but they should be a little bad. Like, do you ever have that conversation with people about how they are supposed to talk up to their kids about that?
Yeah. So it's one of my favorite things to do because I always tell people, let me talk to your kid. I'm on the TikToks. I'm doing what they're doing. And so they can relate to it a little bit more, you know. So most of the time it starts like this. Hey, mom, here's the education. Mom and dad, this is what you need to know about the biology. child, this is what you need to know and understand, and this is how you can tune into it. Mm. If it gets past a specific threshold, we want to be a little bit on alert and think about maybe, hey, what are your emotions doing? Because again, your hormones are all interconnected, and what we might be feeling emotionally, like maybe if we're embarrassed in high school by like whatever trauma happens there, we can hold that in our bodies, and that can actually cause more pain than we actually realize. So as a parent, hey, how can we have this conversation about working through and moving through these emotions, right? Nobody wants to do this right now. We're all doing the work as adults, but like do it before we get to our adulthood.
You're a game changer in this space, I feel, because like I truly do believe we are going to be the last generation that lives in this much fucking chronic pain, and the last generation that stops going to fucking college. Like, I think COVID bringing everything online was the best goddamn thing to happen, because people are going to realize you can find your hustle like on the, you don't need college. That's a different podcast.
Anyways, a whole different story.
So I thought it was really interesting too, what you said earlier about this space needing this work done, because I just in my head kind of saw it when you said we're kind of like the middleman between you and your gyno, that you really do, unfortunately, need that liaison, because you're young. You don't fucking know, because you're not getting the right education wherever, you know, public school or maybe at home. And there are so many, I hate to say, like, unfortunately, women doctor gynos who don't take their patients' concerns seriously, especially at that age. And so what I think is beautiful about what you do is like, someone could talk to you and be like, hey, is this normal? And you can be like, no, go to the gyno and ask them about this, this, and this. And then the gyno might say like, nah, you're just a teen. Like, you're just blah, blah, blah. And then what? You're fucked for life. But when you have someone like you in between, you have someone to like check in with, someone who's super knowledgeable about this. And to say also like, hey, maybe get a new fucking gyno. Cause I never had someone tell me to what to look for in a gyno, like what red flags. Luckily, I love my gyno now. But I don't think at that age, it's so precious. Like, I kind of wish we all had like our little fairy berry godmother period health educators. Cause you don't have that advocacy at that age.
And I think that one of the things I've noticed is like, honestly, I have a love-hate relationship with social media, but as soon as Instagram rolled out Reels, the amount of high schoolers that started following me was absolutely insane. The amount of DMs I was getting, like, I'm one of those people that like, I try to just be very cautious and mindful, even though I'm a very straightforward person with this. I have to be a little bit like, you know, cautious. I'm like, are you 18? Cause there's only so much that I can say. But these girls are really? Like, hey, you know, how do I insert a tampon? I'm like, dude, you get on the Googles and you look it up. Okay. Because I can't teach you this. There's so much miseducation and lack of education that happens for young women and young menstruators at this point. And it's that awkwardness of, I don't want to talk to my parent, or my parent isn't too busy. They're uninterested in what I'm doing. So, you know, let me go to the person that I think might be the same age as me. Cause most of them think I'm like in high school.
You too. Look so young. I love, God bless you. Like, fucking live it up for those of us who came out of the womb looking 40.
My gosh, I can't with you. You do not look 40.
I have pigtails and that's why it's like throwing it off. But so wait, you said something
about good like, skin though. You have very good skin.
Fake. just like every chemical imaginable trying to clear. Actually, no. You know what? Normally I would joke about this, like being like, oh, Botox or like chemical peels, but I'm going to fucking bring it up because we like very quickly touched on it, is I decided, and my confidants have heard me talk about my yeast infections probably more than anything else in my life. I had chronic.
I listened to the podcast episode. I was like, oh my gosh.
Did you hear the one where I accidentally stuck a boric acid pill up my urethra instead of my, So you know me. I quit sugar. I didn't quit. I cut out most sugar and processed sugar. and most boxed carbs or like any kind of processed foods. Mm-hmm. Barry, let me tell you, not only did my hormonal acne get better, it's not as good as it's been before when I have been on like hormonal birth control, which I know we can also talk about because I probably just made you shudder, but I have lost 15 pounds. And I don't talk about weight because I don't believe that numbers mean fucking anything. Mm-hmm. But I quit drinking and like doing hard drugs a while ago and didn't lose a single pound. And then when I cut out sugar, it was the hardest fucking thing I've ever done. But the idea of not getting a yeast infection was my goal. And then all these other amazing, magnificent things came with it, mm-hmm. including I've been having lots of sex. I've been doing lots of weird things with my pussy, and I have not had a yeast infection yet.
And I love a healthy WAP. We love a healthy WAP.
We love a healthy WAP!
What a lot of people don't know is your gut is directly connected to so many other things in your body.
Talk on it, Barry.
Listen, I'm trying not to get on the soapbox, but you're going out there. So, like, here we go. Listen, friends. In your body, there's a lot of different things that run together, a lot of different meridians, okay? You have your adrenal, ovarian, adrenal, thyroid axis. We have our, like, HPA axis. We have all these different things going on in our body. Your gut is generally at the center of each and every single one of them.
It's like a brain, they say.
It is our second brain. If you get your gut in check, everything else is good, essentially, because yeast infections and bacterial vaginosis, mm-hmm. they're caused by candida, which is caused by an overgrowth of bad bacteria. Well, what feeds bad bacteria? Salt, oil, yes. and sugar. Mm-hmm. So,
oh shit, I didn't know salt and oil too. I thought it was just sugar. Barry, I mean, I'm gonna have to pay you for after this session.
I'm just saying, you're like, we want to be cautious of all of those things. Cut the intake in half. And if you're somebody like me that you just like cut things cold turkey, do it.
I'm lucky in that I've been able to cold turkey pretty much off of everything in my life with no problem, but quitting sugar
is the hardest.
Was like what I imagined to be like what quitting heroin was like. Is like, I've never done it. I am from Florida, but never done it. Look at us successful Florida girls. This is rare. But it was the hardest thing I ever did. It was harder than quitting drinking. It was harder than that's the hardest thing. Other thing I could think of, but like, when you have these women or people with vaginas, sorry guys, I'm still a shit person a little bit on the inside. And you have to make these like big changes in their mm-hmm. lives, like, or you have to encourage these big changes in their lives. How do you like manage that? Because it's like no skin off your back if they don't succeed, but it kind of is because it's your passion. Yeah.
It's no skin off my back because I'm detached from the outcome. My job is to empower and educate you with the information to make the best decisions possible, right? Obviously, when I'm working with my one-on-one clients, because I am an integrative health practitioner, I obviously want them to listen up. We have all of the shortcuts, all of the protocols, and I'll share one with the confidants. So I do something called keep it, tweak it, or kick it, okay? There's three things that really screw with our hormones. Caffeine. I love a good latte, okay?
I'm literally drinking one. It's sugar-free.
Keep going. It's okay. So caffeine, sugar, and alcohol, okay? Mm. These are the three things that we all love. I love añejo. Give me all of the tequila, okay? But I had to make a decision as an individual healing my own period. What did I want to keep? So I kept my caffeine. Okay. I cut it a little bit.
I was going to think tequila, but
I gave up alcohol altogether.
She's working on it. Oh, wow. Yeah. Look at us. See, that's the secret to life, guys. Stop drinking. Okay. Carry on.
I'm just saying, getting rid of it is a good idea. I haven't had any since Christmas of last year. So, you know, we're doing real good. We're very strong. Love that. Okay?
Yes.
But so you cut your caffeine intake in half. I tweaked my sugar. So instead of having those processed sugars, I now only have natural sugars, anything that's unrefined. So we have our fruits, we have our honey, we have our maple syrup, agave, you know, natural sugars, none of that trash.
Yeah. It's literally chemicals.
like, please, guys, don't do it. Don't do it. Like, please. And then I just kicked my alcohol altogether. Now, wow. I know it's really hard for people to kick alcohol, and they're more apt to kick caffeine than alcohol. But I say, listen, you have to pick one or the other. You're not going to have both and a pain-free period. Mm. I'm not going back and forth about this. If you want to fix what's going on in your panties, wow. this is how we're doing it. And wow. most individuals can get with it. They're like, yeah. okay.
Because I have to imagine they come to you when they are fucking desperate. Like, I wish more women came over holistically for like all women's issues, because I think mm-hmm. we specifically could use, like, just in society, like, could use a bit of a break, and holistic wellness seems like it could fit a lot of women. But specifically people with vaginas, I wish that this was a first option, but it doesn't seem like it is. It always seems like it's someone's last desperate attempt chance thing.
Because I don't have those cool letters after my name. People are just kind of like, oh, I'm not sure. And then I'm just like, hold up, but baby's getting board certified. So because I peeped what people were doing, I made a decision to get board certified as an integrative health practitioner, so that now we can do preventative maintenance before you realize there's a big problem, before you're like, okay, this is my last resort. Listen, most doctors are keen to pop some hormonal birth control into somebody.
Yeah, let's talk about really it. Let's talk about it.
Listen, stop putting cakes in your body and expecting natural results. Bye.
You speak too many truths, my friend.
Hormonal birth control, as much as it seems like a very good thing for some people, especially people with periods who are going through some type of transformation, I totally honor that and respect it. However, 60% of menstruators on hormonal birth control are on it for painful periods, not for controlling birth. Stop putting synthetic hormones in your body and then saying, my body's broken. It's fake. Mm. What did you think? Oh,
sweet confidants, if we could just take a quick break. So now that we are already entering the fall, how is that possible? Where did this year go? Oh my God, I'm having a time crisis. Well, speaking of crises, I want to tell you about a place that you can go for all your crises and therapy needs. That's right. I'm always talking about it. It's my favorite thing to talk about in an ad. Talking about BetterHelp. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so that they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional online counseling, and financially, it is available. Okay, that is like imperative. Y'all know how much more affordable BetterHelp actually is for me, for y'all. The service is available for clients worldwide. This is the therapy app. There is a broad range of expertises available, which usually might not be locally available in your areas. They deal with, you know, depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, and self-esteem. Remember, everything you everything you share is confidential, professional, and affordable. Okay, you are able to check out testimonials that are posted daily on their site. And so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. So I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/CI. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/CI. The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey. Confidant, sober girlies, are you looking to cut back or cut out alcohol this year? Come on, join me and Zach on our sober journeys. Recess Zero Proof craft mocktails are the perfect alcohol replacement. We've recreated the cocktails you know and love, like a lime margarita and a grapefruit paloma, so you can enjoy the flavors and feelings of those cocktails without the booze. That's right, zero proof, zero compromise. Listeners can get 15% off the Recess mocktail sampler at TakeARecess.com/Kelsey. Each can is lightly sparkling mocktail infused with functional ingredients like so many stress balancing adaptogens made with real fruit and only 25 calories or less. It's a guilt-free way to unwind. Whether you're relaxing after work or hanging out with friends, make Recess mocktails your drink between drinks or, like me, your forever mocktail. I am so obsessed with the ginger lime mule and also the grapefruit paloma for spring. It's my favorite go-to weekend drink. Get 15% off Recess mocktails now at TakeARecess.com/Kelsey so you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences. Back to the show. Oh, okay. Then let's talk about it because I was on it for 15 years, got off, did a BuzzFeed video about it. The whole world got to see my skin just purge. And what I was told was that those synthetic hormones were basically keeping all of my shit symptoms under control. And then once you get off of them, it's all going to pop up. So I got like ovarian cysts and I had like, what are the ones that pop? Is that a cyst? Yeah.
Fibroids.
Thank you.
Okay.
Fibroids. My skin went crazy and then I let it, I didn't go back on because I was like, fuck this. I'm going to figure out another way. I don't think I ever fully got my skin back under control. But my periods eventually leveled out. Now, I hear what you're saying because I agree. Like, I agree birth control is trash. I agree that we should have other holistic or just other fucking ways of treating this shit. And I'm someone who is currently on like a progesterone only mini pill that originally was to try and help the skin, realized it didn't make much of a difference, but I don't need to get knocked up. So
yeah. Okay. So let's talk about it. Let's just kick it. Okay. So here's what happens with hormonal birth control.
Okay.
The menstrual cycle starts in the brain. And when you're on hormonal birth control, it actually stops the communication between your brain and your ovaries.
Giant pause. The menstrual cycle starts in the brain.
Yeah, they don't tell you that.
They don't tell you that. What the fuck?
They don't tell you that in health class. Yeah.
What do you mean?
So there's a hormone. There's something called a gonadotropin, but we call it GnRH. GnRH is something that is released actually in your hypothalamus. It triggers your pituitary gland to release something else that really is the catalyst for your menstrual cycle unfolding.
Whoa.
That's the basics of it. When you add hormonal birth control in there, what it stops is the communication between your brain and your ovaries. If you are not ovulating, you are not menstruating.
Right.
And according to the American College of Gynecologists and Obstetricians, your menstrual cycle, your period, is your fifth vital sign. Why are we stopping the communication between our brain and our ovaries if it's a vital sign. We need to be having a period. Whether or not we like it, we need it because it's a sign of your health and your well-being.
So is that more talking about those pills that make you only have like a period once or twice a year or something?
No, that's for all hormonal birth control. I was on a mini pill for about a year, maybe 2 years max. I kind of can't remember that part of college, to be honest with you.
I hear you. 100%.
But what I do know is that's just how hormonal birth control is formulated in general. It stops the brain from communicating with the ovaries because it overrides your natural hormones. Right. So that's the issue with those synthetic hormones. Basically, a birth control pill is like putting a GMO in your body on a regular basis.
So then what would you suggest, right? Like a client comes to you, let's just say they're like a 30-year-old woman in an open relationship who hates condoms. What would you suggest as like a natural option to what I'm dealing with?
So there's two things, actually three things I suggest. The first thing is called the fertility awareness method, and it's what I practice. And essentially you track your basal body temperature, your cervical fluid, and your
cervical fluid. Wait, what?
So have you ever, like, let's imagine like you wake up tomorrow morning. I want you to check your panties and see if there's wetness in your panties. I mean, I don't sleep with underwear on. But
me neither.
Like,
I was like, I have no idea.
Like if there's a wetness when you first wake up in the morning, that is the cervical fluid. We also call it cervical mucus just to kind of make people gag a little bit. But looking at, we love a good.
Now I'm thinking
about the song. Yeah. Great. Yep. So,
I just make like Meg Thee Stallion noises all day long. I'll just be like, bah, bah, bah. My boyfriend's like, don't.
Whoa, yeah. Steam. Oh my gosh.
Okay. You are white. I'm like, what are you talking about? Okay. So there's a difference between that and discharge.
Yes. Well, sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes we're going to go through coloration, get a little graphic real quick. Okay.
Love it.
So when you are checking the wetness in the morning, what you want to look for is something that is actually either clear. Mm-hmm. If it's clear, that means you are fertile. That means you are ovulating. Okay.
So
we need to be very cautious and make sure we wrap it up during that time.
Is it only if it's there, if it's clear in the morning?
It's like, we check it normally in the morning because throughout the day, just your body changes. So yes.
Because I'm going to say something very personal. When I orgasm, I have like a lot of clear.
That's normal though.
Okay.
That's our cum. So that's totally normal.
Thank you for saying it. Okay.
Don't worry.
So that's different. Like that's not my ovarian mucus, whatever you said.
No, that's completely it. It is a form of fluid, but it's not the same. Yeah.
This is if it's in the morning and you're like, oh, hello.
Yes, it's really good morning. Great. Love this for me.
Yeah,
but then there's some mornings that you wake up and it might kind of look like
crusty.
Not even that. It's
cloudy.
Kind of looks like a lotiony kind of. So that means you're actually not fertile. So it just kind of changes throughout the month. But the main thing I always tell people to look for is that clear liquid. Mm-hmm. And that is when you're ovulating. That is when you need to actually wrap it up with a good condom. Right. Because if you are not on a pill or you're not tracking your cycle the way that I do, you want to be really mindful of that just for anybody, okay, that's out here just living their best life. Okay.
Well, you said something that the fertility tracking, how do you feel about those apps that you can like?
Yes. Okay, here's how I feel about the apps. I think that they have their time and their place, but do not just rely on an app.
Okay.
So I utilize, I have something called a Daisy.
Ooh.
And it's essentially a thermometer, okay? And I just pop it in my mouth before I get out of bed in the morning, and it is linked to an app. But in addition to that, I'm checking for my cervical fluid every morning just to make sure. Because like, we don't need any little cute little chocolate drops
not
running
yet.
Around.
No.
We're not there yet.
Not there.
But then also you want to check your cervix placement. Now, I typically am lazy and I'm not sticking my finger in there checking for positioning every morning. I'm just not the one to do it.
Do you mean cervical positioning? What is that?
Oh, you didn't. Girl, you didn't know your cervix changes like location all throughout the menstrual cycle.
I sure didn't. Public school, Florida, remember?
I mean, I went to public school too and they didn't tell me either, so it's fine.
But who's supposed to tell us?
me, okay, this is my full-time job now. Like, They're doing this to us.
That is crazy.
I don't know if they want to hear it either.
I know, right?
But yeah, so your cervix change is placed throughout the menstrual cycle. It can be high sometimes, it can be low, and typically it'll feel like the tip of your nose. But in the event that you are ovulating, I think it's supposed to be more like your lips than it is your nose. But like I said, I don't really check that one that much.
Right.
I check my app, I track my temperature and my cervical fluid. That's it for me. And that is the fertility awareness method. Now,
got it.
Copper IUDs are considered natural, but
full stop.
I heard you can like feel that when you're having sex.
No, thanks.
I will pass on that.
Yeah.
But that is considered natural. So those are the two natural methods. And the third one is literally using a condom. I know nobody likes them, but
where's Bill Gates with that contest he did with like, he was going to fund some kid's invention if they can make a,
trying to come up with something else.
Yeah. They're like, we can't figure it out how to make a woman feel comfortable. We just won't do it. Never mind.
Literally. He was like, I'll take on a different task.
And he's like, world hunger. We can do that first.
But you want to utilize a condom, and a lot of people roll their eyes at a condom, but the reason you want to use this is because your vaginal canal, your vagina, has its own pH levels. Mm-hmm. That's why a lot of people walk around with bacterial vaginosis, with constant yeast infections, different things like that, because we're not practicing safe or healthy sex. And listen,
yep,
it regardless bakes. Of wanting to do it, you need to do it. So.
It cooks up there. I'm curious, because your title says PMS and like period educator. Is that what you see your clients for the most, is with painful periods, or do you kind of do it all?
I have the ability to do it all, but I like to stay in my lane and really just... It used to just be periods and PMS. Now it is general education, because so many people don't have the basic education. Yeah. So we talk about pain management, but recently I've had a lot of people want to get pregnant. So I've been teaching people how to get pregnant.
Okay.
It's a new thing for me.
All right. Add it to the resume. That kind of brings me up to a question that you mentioned something in the beginning about, again, like filling this space, especially with like a woman of color. I've noticed that especially with some of these like period advocacy groups are often started by Black women that then get kind of course, whitewashed or almost like government regulated. And I feel like we don't give enough credit to Black women in general for like starting everything. But why was it important to you to have like your own business and be like your own educator on that subject?
I think for me, I always look at the color of my skin as an opportunity to bring something different. I'm a Black girl who was raised in the suburbs, and I've always been like that oddball. I was too Black for the white kids and too white for the Black kids. So for me, I've always looked at it as an opportunity to bridge the gap between what is happening culturally.
Right.
When I stepped into the wellness space, I was kind of just like, we have two extremes. We have like kind of the girls doing the yoga, and then we have like the Black girls who are doing squat videos. And I'm like, I can't hang with either of you. Like, you're good people.
You both are extremes.
but that just wasn't me. Mm-hmm. So I kind of started looking deeper into menstrual health. And again, most of the women in the menstrual health space are a bit older than me. And I was just listen, I cannot relate, not even on the fact that like they were like white women. It wasn't about that. It was about the fact that like there was such a gap in the age, and they're all like, oh, I've known this my whole life. And they had these phenomenal stories that I couldn't relate to.
Yeah.
As a female entrepreneur and as a millennial, you know, arguably still a millennial.
You are. Yeah, for sure.
I'm a 94 baby. Like, we're millennial.
You're
out
close.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got three older brothers, and I listen to like a lot of like the old 90s music.
Oh my God. So I count. Amazing. You 100% count then by proxy.
I count. Yeah. Okay. But I noticed that I had the opportunity to speak to people differently and actually relate to them where they're at. And when I first started, I didn't have like a product or like a service that I was like pushing. I was literally just having conversations like, girl, change your panties. Like, you need to know this. Like, and it was not this like, oh, you know, I'm this buttoned up expert.
No.
I don't think I'll ever be considered the buttoned up expert because I like to wear pink jumpsuits and I'm very unapologetic about it.
I am 100% subscribed to that.
Yes.
That's what you need. It. Like, it's such a good point because that all of that shit can be so intimidating, like on both sides, right? Like, especially the white women yoga goop world, it can be like so exclusive or like just unforgiving a little bit. And I think like a lot of white women like to make that their whole identities too. And I think what I've learned about sort of making this huge change in my life recently, and like since so many people are still asking like, hey, how's that diet going? Or like, hey, what's the update with your yeast infections? Like, what I learned is that it was and wasn't as big of a deal. Like, it didn't have to become my whole identity. Like, the less power I gave quitting sugar and like a better diet, honestly, like I'm eating greens like 80% of my meals now.
Yes.
It like, I just had to not give it as much power over me. Like, I had to completely change my relationship with food. I had to completely, like, my sex life had to change completely. Like, boric acid is my best friend now, which, how do you feel about boric acid? Cause it's technically a product, right? Like,
I don't really have like a yay or nay to it, to be honest with you. It's not something I recommend, but it's not something I have like a personal vendetta out against. Like,
right.
If I was to say like one thing, I'm like, don't put your body, it's like hormonal birth control. I'm like, please don't do it.
Yeah. Fuck. I got to really reexamine that.
Listen, transition slowly and at your pace, because based off of what you're saying to me, mm-hmm. you had to find your own flow and your own rhythm.
Right.
And that's why I love what I do, is because it is all about finding your own flow. I'm not here to tell you have to live, eat, and breathe this way. I'm here to say, hey, this is actually an option that probably was never presented to you. Mm-hmm. Let me share a little bit more about it. And if you have questions, I'm here to answer.
Beautiful.
We need to have these open conversations and people who actually just want to help. Like, I never thought I was going to be doing what I'm doing. I swear to you.
It's addictive, right?
I was supposed to be a politician. Like, I literally was.
No.
Yes.
Well, I mean, okay, yes. Like, we need more women in politics, but like, oh God,
when I noticed I started getting gray hairs, I was like, no, I'm cool. Like,
yeah, never mind.
I'm good. But I still have the political advocacy with the work that I do with women's health and women's rights. So it's still a full circle moment. I'm just like, I would be Elle Woods on Capitol Hill right now.
Oh my God, with your pink jumpsuit. I would love to see it. So then let's talk about it. So you have your podcast, The Flow, and then you also have Flow Academy, which why don't you tell the confidants like what that is, what they could expect being like a client, and give us the full like rundown.
So the podcast is a place where we just like really kick it. And we talk about flow for body balance and business, because listen, I like to get paid. Okay. I like my coins just like anybody else, but I also love being able to teach people how to use their menstrual cycle in order to make power moves on and off their period. So that's like what the podcast is. With the Flow Academy, it is my way to serve people at a massive scale, because I have a wait list for one-on-one work. I'm able to educate people inside the Flow Academy. You can have, there's like three different courses, and literally we talk about eating your way to a better period, because that's what I did. And that's like where I start. We talk about balancing your hormones, and we talk about how to really optimize your flow, which is be efficient and utilize your menstrual cycle to get ahead. Like, I love being able to teach people how to hire and fire people based off of where they're at. The
Like, I love that. Like, that's amazing. You're like, you're going to get this every month. So like, let's fucking figure out how to make it a good thing instead of something
we're dreading. And your brain changes. Your freaking brain changes throughout your month based off your hormones. And everybody's over here looking goofy, being like, oh, she's so hormonal. Oh, that person's hormonal. No, I'm normal, actually. So F you, buddy.
Right? And I really love, too, that there isn't, like, it's very relatable. Like, you talk also about like lunar cycles and, you know, you go there, you know, chakra work, you go full body. It's not just every episode is like
biology,
right? Biology. Like, it really is about finding a way to make yourself have a more enjoyable period through your whole life, like everything you're doing. And it feels very inclusive. It feels very now and like new age. And like I said, like, I hope, you know, this is going to be commonplace in young vagina owners' lives, especially in school. You got to reach out to some of them for the public schools. I can hook you up with a few.
Nah. There's no war. People need to get their kids. Like, I think I want to go into high schools, but the one thing I think about me going into a high school is like,
you are too hot and too young.
That's literally what crosses my mind every single time. I do volunteer at like the local boys and girls club, so I'm still able to educate those young people, but I know that like, I just am like, no, you cannot follow me. You cannot. No,
yeah. And that's like, that's the rub, right? Is like, how do we start teaching vagina odors at a young age about like your diet will affect your panties, which I hope, by the way, like check your panties is like your tagline. But it's like, how do we get that in their minds at an early age without, I don't know, also like causing like, I don't know, more stress for that age.
I feel like it's pretty easy because like what I've learned is I'm exposed to high schoolers because like my boyfriend is a high school coach, right? So the girls all gather around and we have these conversations and the high school athletes that he coaches that are guys, you know, they listen to the conversations and they like to hear it because I talk about, hey, this is going to make you a better communicator. Aww. This is going to enhance your relationship. So they listen to it a little bit more, but then I'm just like, ooh, no, don't do it. Like, you know,
yeah. So
it's still that play without making them feel uncomfortable. Again, it's all about educating and empowering them with information and not acting like it's not like, I'm so sick of this. Oh my gosh, I can't believe they're saying it. Oh my gosh, that's not happening. That's not like, if you're still
I don't think anyone listens to this podcast feels that way in life.
You know, like, but it's just like, people are still telling their kids that babies come from storks. And it's like, listen, no, we already know. Have you seen TikTok?
It's the sound.
Have you seen TikTok? I promise you.
I hear you. So what would you say to like a confidant out there? Like, when should they come see you, right?
Come kick it to me. Like, my DMs are always open. I'm slow at answering, but if you have like just general questions, DM me. But if you want more, like, you know, like, hey, I have a yeast infection. Hey, I have this always happening. Hey, then come. Like,
yeah.
I don't want you to sit around there with like just looking goofy. Like, I don't like when people be proactive. And if you know this episode is speaking to you, come kick it with me. I literally will answer my DMs.
I love that.
Slow, but I'll answer.
And I love that because like what you just said there is such like maybe a good point to wrap up on is like, I don't want people to be sitting in pain. Like, no. I don't want someone that has a vagina and a period to be wondering. So even if it's just like DMing your favorite period health educator or, you know, find that Reddit thread online or whatever, like Google, TikTok, some gyno vids. That's what I've been doing lately.
There's a lot on TikTok. I'm like, ooh.
But now we're going to have to say goodbye to it. I'm so sad. Did you see Trump?
It's okay. I'm on Reels. It's fine. And oh, I'm on Reels on Instagram. I got you.
So speaking of, tell the confidants where they can find you, where they can find The Flow, where they can find The Flow Academy. Just dump it all out there.
Okay, so my Instagram is at Berion L. Berry. That is my personal Instagram. That's where the personality is. If you're like, listen, I like the personality, but I appreciate the information more, follow at The Flow Academy on Instagram. It's FLO Academy, The Flow Academy. And then the podcast is called Flow with Berion Berry. And listen, you'll know my podcast cover because you'll see a little chocolate drop with big hair.
It's so cute. Your aesthetic is just like, very, it feels very comfortable, you know?
Yes.
Like there's no spikes involved. I really enjoy it. Well, Berion, thank you so much. I'm so glad we met. I'm so glad you're like a fellow Florida hoe. I just think what you're doing is so great. And I hope we stay in touch for sure. And maybe we could even do like another episode where we have some confidants writing some questions because I was going to do that. And then I was like, no, I have too many of my own.
we will definitely do a number two. Maybe go live on Instagram.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So they can
do that.
Yeah.
Perfect. See, Confidantes, mm-hmm. follow us there. Make sure you're checking out Barry on stuff. Don't forget to follow Confidently Pod on Instagram. We're doing giveaways on giveaways on giveaways because as the holidays roll up, PR packages are coming to my door. I am giving it all away. So don't forget to follow there. If you give us 5 stars on iTunes, it only takes a second. Please, I'm sensitive. Give me 5 stars. And Barry, thank you again.